You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome James Corden. Finally. Finally.
I'm so happy to be here.
Beyond excited to have you here because, like, you have come in and genuinely changed in many ways the people perceive not just late night but television. Because I remember when you started on the show, everyone was like, oh, who's this guy? He's starting at like 12:37 at night, and what's this thing going to be? And overnight, you took what was once considered a fringe time slot and turned it into the biggest explosion thanks to your ideas, including carpool karaoke. Has that changed the way you see the medium as a whole?
I don't think so. I think we always thought that's what we were going to do. We were going to try to. You know, we didn't know that it would happen. We had no idea that it would or could happen as quickly as it did.
Right.
Essentially, my ego won't allow me to recognize that I'm making a show that airs at 12:37 at night.
Right.
If I think about that too long, I'll just really get depressed. So we were like, well, there's nothing we can do about that. So we go, hang on, wait, the internet, we'll use that.
Right, right.
And so we only really think of our show as not really being in a time slot. We think of it as, well, it launches at that time and people can find it whenever they want to, whether that's years down the line,
right,
or days or the next morning on their journey to work, lunch break, whenever. It's the kind of wonderful thing about making shows like this right now in this particular time.
Definitely. And here's the thing, it's not just about time, I think it's also about place. You know, your show was one of the first that really blew up on an international level the same way. Everywhere you went, people were talking about carpool karaoke. They had the sense of what, you know, a rap battle was, and the whole vibe had changed. When you were making carpool karaoke, though, a lot of people don't know this, you guys struggled to get people on that show.
Oh, we couldn't get anybody. Yeah, we couldn't get... I mean, honestly...
Because now everyone's like, James, when am I coming on your show?
Yeah, it's kind of lovely, but we couldn't... I mean, honestly, I really always believed in the idea.
Yes.
I always thought, I think this is a good idea.
Yes.
But there's quite an interesting game, actually, you can play with the audience. If everybody now, just in your own mind, don't say it out loud, think of a recording artist, a living recording artist. Has everybody got one?
Yes.
They said no. And... it's not a lie. It's the true, absolute truth. And so then we it was just a chance meeting with Mariah Carey's publicist, and she was about to put some new dates on in Vegas.
Yes.
I showed her a clip of me doing it in a sketch with George Michael that I'd done at home for comic relief.
Right, right.
And she loved George Michael, and Mariah Carey was like, if it's good enough for George, it's good enough for me. And that was it. And nobody thought that it would ever become the thing that it's kind of become, but it's kind of, it's crazy.
It really is amazing. I mean, it's gone from just being musicians to politicians. I mean, Michelle Obama has done it. You know, you've been in a car. I mean, everybody from, look at this list. Paul McCartney, you know, you've had Tom Hanks on the show. You've had everyone. It's become this thing that is larger than life. The next step you do realize is you and the Pope in the Pope-mobile.
Oh, man.
And you just, you can only sing the one song.
I would love that. I would absolutely love it.
My man,
I would
you have
love
to do it.
If he's watching, and I think he is. And if he's not watching this, he'll be watching the Tonys on Sunday. So we'll talk, we'll really get it. I would love nothing more than to do it with the Pope.
That's something that I've loved about your show, is that it really is an expression of all of your talents, right? So a lot of people were surprised. I remember the first few times Carpool Karaoke really blew up, people were like, well, this James Corden guy can almost sing. And it's like, no, he can really sing. Which has shocked people, because there's some artists who've come in and been like, I'm going to sing with this funny guy. And they're like, wait, he's hitting the notes. You sing better than some people, and then you have to dial it down. I won't say who, but you do. And that's why you have won Tony Awards, because you are an actor. Yes, we know you as a host, but you're an actor, you're a performer, and you've loved theatre your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never really hosted... I used to host a show back in the UK, which you came on, actually. But that was my only real time hosting anything. But really what I'd ever do is be in plays, or I would write, you know, sitcoms and things in the UK. I never thought that I would... It never even entered my brain, in the same way that I don't think it entered yours in many ways.
To host a late night show in America,
A daily show in America, it feels too far away. It feels too far... It's out of reach somehow, you know? And I think we both had that feeling because we essentially got announced at basically the same time, right?
And it was both, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember this.
And we both had to really deal with that in our own way.
Yes, definitely.
But I would love to go back and act at some point and go and do a play again. Every time I come here to New York and I try and go to the theatre as much as I can. I'm going to go tonight and I miss it. I miss it hugely, but at the same time, I feel in no place where I want to stop this kind of glorious journey that I'm on at the minute. I love it. I love the. I don't know what I've done to sort of deserve such memories. Do you know what I mean? That's how it feels every day, really.
That's beautiful, man. But the Tonys is like an expression of a world that you've adored for a long time. This is your second time hosting.
Yeah.
What's impressive is that you're doing the Tonys and you've done the Grammys. It feels like you have more fun at the Tonys. The Grammys are fun, but it feels like you have more fun at the Tonys.
Oh, yeah.
What makes them special?
Well, everybody wants to be there. That's the first real big difference between the Grammys and the Tonys.
Right.
Is everybody wants to be there and they're thrilled that they're all doing this.
Yes.
No one's going, I didn't win, what, you know? So it's a very, very supportive community. That entire community of Broadway, they are... These are a load of people who are squeezed into 12 blocks.
Yes.
Back-to-back theatres, and they know each other and they're... friends, and these are people who 8 times a week, like, look, you think you work hard, I think I work hard, but like, when you're doing a play or a musical 8 times a week with one day off, that is absolute graft. And the reason I want to host the Tonys and the reason I want to really try and make it the best show I can is I believe that per square meter, there is no room on earth that it holds as many talented people as that room does. And it's a show where, and I think you just want to celebrate these people who are so gifted, they are so talented, that they put on a show every day.
Right.
And in a world where we are living increasingly on our phones and tablets, iPads, all those things, we are all searching for a live collective experience, an experience to be together. And these are the people that provide that. So we're really going to try and make the best and biggest show we can. I mean, it's terrifying. I've had real moments this week where I thought, oh, I should have just left it at the one I did with Hamilton, and that was a real success. You know, I should have just gone out there. But I really hope we're going to do it. We're certainly going to stop at nothing to make it a celebration of a group of people that I think, at the absolute minimum, deserve to be celebrated on television at least once a year.
I'll tell you this. I've never seen James Corden not do something at 110%. So it's going to rock, man. We'll see you at the show.
I hope so. Thanks.
Thank you for being on the show, my friend. The Late Late Show airs weeknights on CBS. And the Tony Awards will be live on CBS June 9th at 8 p.m. James Corden, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.